Welcome to Right Spokane Perspective with your host, Tim.
And Shannon.
It's opinion, fact, information, and your alert system. Stay tuned and enjoy the show. And welcome to Right Spokane Perspective on this Tuesday episode with General Michael Flynn. He's going to be talking to us today about an event here in Spokane, April 25th. He is going to be here presenting a movie, and this movie is Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. There's also going to be some sessions with the Washington State Summit. There's going to be sessions where you're going to get to learn some things. We're going to talk to Michael Flynn about that in just a moment after inspiration.
Our inspiration today actually deals with lies and truth. Adolf Hitler believed big lies were more powerful than small ones, and tragically, he tested his theory successfully. Early in his political career, he claimed he was content to support other aspirations. When he came to power, he said his party didn't intend to persecute anyone. Later, he used the media to portray himself as a father figure and moral leader. Satan uses lies to gain power in our lives. Whenever possible, he provokes fear, anger, and despair because he's a liar and the father of lies. Satan can't tell the truth because, as Jesus said, he doesn't have any truth inside of him. Here are a few of the enemy's lies. First, our prayers don't matter. Not true. The Bible says the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Second, when we're in trouble, there's no way out. Wrong again. All things are possible with God, and he will also provide a way out. Third thing, God doesn't love us. And that's absolutely false. Nothing can separate us from God's love through Christ Jesus. God's truth is more powerful than lies. If we obey Jesus' teaching in his strength, then we will know the truth and reject what's false, and the truth will set us free. Heavenly Father, you are the way, the truth, and the life. Please show us the lies that we've believed and help us to cling to the truth that we read in your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, the truth is very important, and that is going to be a piece of the topic we're talking about today with the Flynn movie. Go to flynnmovie.com. You can grab a hold of that movie. It's Delivering the Truth, Whatever the Cost. And there are so many places where we are being lied to today in our culture. We have a media complex out there that is propagating, well, something that maybe Goebel, I believe, was the minister of truth for the Hitler regime. But we have a lot of that stuff going on in our country now, and we've got to find more and more places to receive the truth, to get away from the propaganda. We got General Michael Flynn on the line with us today, and he's going to be talking about this event coming up again, April 25th, On Fire Ministries, 115 East Pacific. Go to americasfuture.net and get more information about this summit that's coming to Washington State and the campaign of getting in the fight. Welcome to the show, General Michael Flynn.
Yeah, hey, thanks very much, guys. And it's really inspiring, actually. This is my first time on this show. I want to make sure that I have you guys right, Shannon and Tim, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, you guys are wonderful. Wow. What a really powerful, inspirational message there about prayer and truth. And I always tell people that prayer is the most powerful weapon system known to man. You know, they can take everything from you, but they can never take that ability to be able to pray, even praying quietly to yourself in a time of need. You know, there's one thing that I used to tell people in the military, and I learned it from my father, who was a World War II and Korea veteran, that there's no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole. And I've been on many, many battlefields. I've spent nearly 5 years of my life in combat, direct combat operations, in defense of this country. And I will tell you, before any operation that we would go on, we'd always say a quiet prayer with each other, and look at each other in the eye and just, you know, and pray, right? And just knowing that there is a higher power that has to direct our lives. We have to allow that higher power, in this case, you know, Jesus, to direct our lives. So being on the show for the first time, I really am inspired. The fact that you guys actually start your show with something like that, it really is meaningful to me. And I'm sitting here, I'm sitting on a sidewalk curb, because we just arrived to another one of these cities that we're bringing this film to, and it's up in a place called Yuba City, Northern California. We'll be up in Spokane fairly soon, this coming over the next few days. and we're blessed to be able to get up there. We are going to be showing, I think by the time we get to Spokane, that'll be the 14th or 15th city. We've been through, by the time we get there, we'll have been through 16 different states in the country. We started in Florida. We have had close to 6,000 people that have attended since we started. The name of the film is Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. People can go to flynnmovie.com to find out more about the film, and they can see some of the testimonials. They can see the trailer. They can get tickets at flynnmovie.com for the event up in Spokane for the 25th of April. The movie is really about, it's about service. It's about inspiration. It is about persecution. And it is about hope, hope for this country. As I say in the movie, I really found my faith through my family. People that don't know me and those that only follow the story of what happened with me, they only saw it in sound bites or headlines. And I think that, well, in fact, I know that there was so many lies and so much deception. And it still continues to this day about things going on around the world and things going on in our country. And I think what I wanted to do with this movie is I wanted to document a piece of history, an extraordinary piece of history that changed the course of history for the United States of America when I was taken out of the White House. In the movie, and I'll tease you guys a little bit, your audience a little bit, and I appreciate your audience so much. I know you guys have a large, great audience, that I don't just talk about, you know, the other side, you know, the left and the right, the Republicans and Democrats. I go back into the 60s and talk about the assassinations of the 1960s and the fact that we have to reassess those. I talk about warfare and these endless wars that we find ourselves in. You know, even though I'm a retired general from the United States Army, I am not a fan of war. I'm good at it. I've sort of proven myself in that regard, but I am not a fan of war. In fact, the endless wars that we're involved in and have been involved in for so long, we have to find ways to get out of them.
Well, and that's why they call it the Department of Defense, not the Department of Offense, right? We need to be prepared, but we shouldn't be out there being the aggressor, and especially in some of the ways that we've done it recently. In my lifetime, Congress has spent a lot of money on things surrounding warfare, but they've never declared it.
Yeah, that's so true. And from the Gulf of Tonkin, we have not made our nation stronger. We have only wasted resources. So I walked through all that. Tucker Carlson's in this movie. He's a great friend of mine. Devin Nunez is in this movie. Lee Smith and Tracy Diaz. Lee Smith and Tracy are two investigative journalists who I did not know, but they did an extraordinary service to the country by following my story very closely. That's sort of their thing. Both of them are best-selling authors, especially Lee's written a couple of great books. And they are part of the movie because I wanted them to be able to tell their story from an investigative journalist perspective. And if you ever follow Lee Smith or Tracy Diaz, she goes by Tracy Beans, they're really just honest, authentic, and boy, do they really dig in and do their research. So
this movie actually is going to be premiering on Thursday the 25th?
Thursday the 25th in Spokane. Be there in person live, and we go from about 5 to about 9:30. We do from prior to the movie coming on, I go in there and I speak to the VIPs. We take a bunch of photos. We hand some stuff out. We run the movie, and then afterwards I stay for the whole audience to do a Q&A with the whole audience, and we've had great response. I mean, we've had sold out. We've been sold out since we started.
What's the best way for folks to get tickets for this? This is a 3-day event, it looks like, because you got this movie premiere on Thursday, and then you've got Friday, also from 6 to 9, and then you've got Saturday for getting the facts in this summit.
Right. So the best way for me, best way for the film is go to flynnmovie.com, and that's the movie that will be screened on the 25th of April at flynnmovie.com, and you'll see there's a tour button on that a tour site on that website, flynnmovie.com, and they go down to Spokane April 25th, Thursday, and you can see the times and stuff and the cost, and you can get tickets to meet us for the next two nights, because it's a completely different organization that I do run, and we are going around the country And my sister Mary, who you've had on your show before, I know, and I think you'll be speaking to her.
Yeah, she's going to be talking to us again tomorrow, actually.
She'll be on the
show, and we're going to be talking about the Washington State Summit, and that's an organization, the AmericasFuture.net, America's Future. Yeah.
So Get in the Fight Summit has to do with what our nonprofit, a 501c3 America's Future does, with one of the oldest nonprofits, if not the oldest in the country. We started in 1946. I've been honored to be the chairman of it. My sister Mary is the executive director. And we have a project called Project Defend and Protect Children. We have an incredible, incredible team of people that have been either trafficked as children, or we have whistleblowers on our team that are still currently active in the Department of Homeland Security and elements within there that will be coming up there with to Spokane. We have people like Lara Logan, who's a great friend of mine, and Mike Smith, who's out of Hollywood, and he's done a couple of films. Out of the shadows and into the light, that have to do with these issues of human trafficking and child trafficking. And we also bring up the legislation type activities. I mean, this is an area, you know, Get Into the Fight, which is our project, which is our real sort of our bumper sticker, Get Into the Fight Against this Scourge of Child Trafficking in Our Country. This is, you know, a big time nonpartisan issue. We have been blessed. We have been blessed in, I think this is the fourth or fifth state. We're planning on going to all 50 states with this project. This extraordinary support that we have received from every state we've been in, from attorneys general, district attorneys in different cities, law enforcement, like sheriffs of counties, chiefs of police. We had great, great support, and we are expecting that as well. We've already been in touch with many of the people up in Washington in the state. One of the things that we do is we push for legislation of things that deal with child trafficking, right? And, well, I don't know where your audience stands on it, but my red line in life is anybody who messes around with a child like we're talking about, right? And we recently were part of getting Ron DeSantis down in Florida signed off on the death penalty for people that are caught up in the real egregious behavior of child sexual assault. Which meaning rape, right?
Well, there's got to be huge penalties, and I think that's a good final, because there's got to be a deterrence. It's just like the peace through strength.
Well, that's
the
what
military.
Child traffickers tell us. So you know, you're right. But you know, we've done our research, we've done our investigation, and what child traffickers that are in prison right now tell us, one of the greatest deterrents for them is the death penalty. The other thing that we work on is what's called grooming laws. Or anti-grooming laws, which means that essentially a person, a pedophile, grooms a young person, in some cases children, elementary school children or high school children, grooms them in some cases for a couple of years until they get them where they want them, which is under their control. And what we found when we started this thing over a year ago is there was no law in this country anywhere on the books for grooming, if you groom a child. And now we have been able to get four states. One state has signed off on it. We have three others who have the legislation in play. And we think we're going to have the governors of the various states and certainly the state legislatures to sign off.
Well, certainly those bills. I hope that we can get someone in Washington to run that bill, maybe in the next legislative session, because it's important to protect the children. It's important to deter the people that have children that they want to abuse. And it's definitely an area, if our government can't protect the children, why do we have it? So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back again with General Michael Flynn. Don't go anywhere. Thank you for listening to Right Spokane Perspective. We are only on the air and podcast because you support this program. You, the listeners, we are listener supported. Keep us on the air to keep all these interviews and shows going. Please go to rightspokaneperspective.com, or you can send your donation to Right Spokane Perspective LLC, PO Box 7620-99207. Thanks, and back to the show. And welcome back to this Tuesday episode with General Michael Flynn. We jumped off into the break talking about the things going on with children in our country. Now, I know I'm going to be interviewing tomorrow Mary Flynn, and we're talking about the Washington State Summit tomorrow as well as also today with General Michael Flynn. And I know I'm going to ask her the same question, or I guess make the comment that one of the things that was most profound coming from Congress, now I know there's a lot of ridiculous things, but one of the things that was most shocking to me was we actually had some good Congress people asking government agencies, federal agencies, where 85,000 children are. And we've still not had that answered. And I think that this Get in the Fight event that's coming up, this Washington State Summit, General Michael Flynn's organization, America's Future, go to americasfuture.net, is working on helping answer that question.
Yeah. So, and in fact, we believe we've located about 9,000 of those children, and we're working with the authorities to be able to identify where they're at. And this is all publicly available information if you care about it and you dig into it, and that's what we do. And we have an extraordinary, extraordinary team of advisors that are part of this, and they'll be up there. One of them, Lindsay, was child trafficked. She's part of our advisory team. She was child trafficked for many, many years, almost a decade, and she actually had two children who were taken from her and murdered. I mean, this is the type of sickness that's out there in our society. And sadly, in America, we're the number one consumer of this, and I hate to say it, this product, right? And it's a sad state that our culture has declined to, where we see babies, elementary school children, some secondary school children who are trafficked as slaves and as sex objects. And it's a real tragedy. But we bring to light some of these things that are going on, particularly up in each state. Each state has this very, very similar problems. And what we want to do is we want to highlight those. But we also want to bring together the people that matter, which means, the local active citizenry, so they can get involved and understand more about what's going on. So please go to americasfuture.net. Look at our Get in the Fight Summit up there in Spokane and help us. We already have reached out to law enforcement. We've already reached out to the legal side, the district attorneys and the attorneys general, because we do work with the legislation. We have a really talented group of lawyers. Our lead lawyer that leads a team of other lawyers that we bring to bear to help write legislation. We probably have done this past year at least a dozen U.S. Supreme Court cases.
Now, are these kinds of legislation, the legislation that has been authored by your organization, attorneys that state legislators that are good mm-hmm. around the country, are those available to be seen on americasfuture.net website? Because I think that Washington State, I know other states, we're basically border states at this point in time, not just the Canadian border, but we have ports and we have drug cartels and other bad actors that are moving drugs and people around the country. And a lot of it's because of our southern border. We're not as a country standing up to the obligations, even though we're getting all the tax revenue to supposedly keep our country safe. We're just not
right.
We're not cutting it.
Right. Your area, your state, and I can get, I won't go into the details, but you're what's called a HIDA and a HIHA trafficking area, meaning a high intensity human trafficking area and a high intensity drug trafficking area, which are defined by the Department of Homeland Security. And you're both, Washington State is. And it doesn't mean that people aren't up there working their tails off, within the legislature, within the governor's mansion and the attorneys general and the different attorneys and your sheriffs.
Well,
I know
unfortunately,
they're all working hard.
Unfortunately, at the state level, and my listeners that that know the state government policies mm-hmm. here in Washington know that they're not actually helping. They're kind of harming. They've handcuffed our law enforcement. Washington State is the 51st state in the nation, after District of Columbia even, for numbers of officers per capita. The national average is like 2.4, and I think we're mm-hmm. at 1.5 or something mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. So we're not
really
putting
the tools. That's a different issue, though. I agree. I totally agree that an insufficient number of law enforcement is being made available. But that's a different issue than people that recognize a problem, in this case, human trafficking and specifically child trafficking, and then doing something about it. Now, law enforcement are not the only people that are able to do stuff about it. I mean, we're talking about teachers, people in churches, people in communities. All of us have to take responsibility for this and do more about it. That's part of what we do bring to this Get in the Fight Summit.
Well, and that's the thing, too. If you see crime, you want to report it. You see something, say something. Right. But I think a lot of people don't know what to look for in reporting something so that law enforcement can look into a possible situation where there's trafficking happening.
Yeah, and we will bring data and some stats there on what's going on in your state and certainly in the Spokane area. You'd be surprised at how prevalent it is and where and how much is actually going on. So anyway, it's really important to me. It's something that I have gotten into and I take very personally because of a variety of reasons. My sister Mary is the lead for this effort. We have a terrific team, and we'll be up there starting on the 25th with the movie, flynnmovie.com. Go there and they can buy tickets to come in, and we do an in-person live premiere experience. We'll be in Spokane on that Thursday night, the 25th. And then the summit is the 26th and the 27th. And I'll be there for the 25th and the 26th. And we open up the 26th with a really great set of people. Some are from the local area, and others are members of our team that lay out the problem set and some of the ways that we are solving this by connecting laws, by connecting people, by connecting law enforcement, by connecting people across not only your communities up there, but also across the country. So folks know exactly what to do, where to get resources, and how to be much greater informed. One last point about child trafficking. Drug trafficking used to be the number one problem in our country as far as illicit and damaging to our healthcare industry and other industries, other institutions in our country. Now it's child trafficking. Child trafficking has exceeded drug trafficking by about 5 times. The reason is, this is sad. The reason is because the way I say it is you can only use a drug once, right? You use your fentanyl, you snort your cocaine, you smoke your joint. You can only use that one time. Whereas a child, you can use multiple times over. And that's not only, it's almost like a disease in our society, but it's very sad to say about, you know, the American culture, because our culture has really, we're in sort of a downward spiral right now. And we need that spirit that you guys and Pam talked about at the beginning. We need that truth. These are very sensitive issues to talk about. My movie is a very sensitive subject. And I don't just talk about, you know, I don't just get in there and bash, you know, the left. I mean, this is about survival. It's about persecution. It is about government corruption. And it is about inspiration and resurrection. But we also leave the audience with hope. We have had universal feedback. And one of the ways that I know is because we're number one on Amazon of all DVDs being sold on Amazon right now. And in fact, we were told today that Amazon, it was going like gangbusters because of the feedback, and they ran out of stock. So I know that we're supposed to fix that in the next 24 hours, but you can go to flynnmovie.com. You can order the DVD or you can order it live stream. There's a bunch of different sites there that we have right on the website. And I really do encourage people to watch it.
Again, it's flynnmovie.com. Deliver the truth, whatever the cost. And I think that the human cost, the spiritual cost that we're paying right now as a country, it's definitely worth getting the truth out there. And these are issues that didn't just arrive because of just the border. I mean, there's a number of issues that have occurred. And it's like you said, with those laws that your organization's working on getting states to pass to protect children and to basically what our problem is tolerance. We've tolerated things into our communities, the drugs, the human trafficking, even just the local crime. We've tolerated this chaos to be in people's lives and in communities. And the way to stop it is to basically say, we're not going to do this anymore. We're not going to allow this on the streets of America. And we're not going to allow, like Spokane, like you said, high trafficking area for drugs and human trafficking. Mm-hmm. The federal government has recognized this as a hub for a long time. And it doesn't mean that the problem is just in Spokane. It just means we are a destination and then it fans out from there. It is evil commerce and it's happening under our noses every day.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and this is a universal problem. You know, I'm one of these guys who is a general in the Army, national security advisor for this country, you know, for a duly elected president, and people can think and say what they want, but please go to the movie and I think that their impression will be, I had to document this movie for history, because when they were able to get me out of the White House and the they, I do clearly define by name in the movie. And I'll leave it at that. They changed the course of history for the country. They really did. But we're in a different place. You know, there is a real moral decline in the United States of America. You know, people can say that, you know, well, you know, adults should be able to do whatever adults want to do. And that's fine. I'm not going to judge. I'm not the judge. People can judge people for who they are. But when it comes to crossing the line of severe corruption, I mean, there's always corruption. There's always fraud, waste, and abuse. But we have severe corruption across our government, all parties. So, this is an equal opportunity film, and people are going to watch it and go, holy crap, I just didn't know that. And also when it comes to children, I mean, we define an adult at the age of 18 years old. We define that. And that's when some states you can drink alcohol or you clearly have to sign up for selective service and possibly go into the military and give your life to this country. So we define what an adult is, and below that is not an adult. And we have a problem, folks, where we have too many people that are abusing children. You know, it is a difficult problem. It's a problem that can be solved, but it can only be solved at the local level. People have to get involved. It's time to stand up, step up, and speak up now in our communities for our country. And if we don't do that, we're going to lose this country.
Well, then you brought up corruption. In losing this country, we have been corrupted as a people, a society. The foundation, the building blocks of our culture, the family has been corrupted by government. We're looking at just not financial corruption, but the moral corruption in the laws. The legislative branch not holding the executive branch accountable, the executive branch, not just of our federal government, but state governments and local governments, our legislative branches are being weak on crime, being weak on corruption, and the executive branches aren't enforcing the laws, and the judiciary is standing there holding the bag, and we've got this catch and release policy, especially in Washington, as well as some other states, and we allow not just children, but adults, whole communities, to be victims of the tolerance and weak policies or the lack of enforcement of policies that this country really has for many, I don't know, two centuries. We want a culture that is for a polite society, right? An armed society that has rights that can, we can't even defend ourselves in some states because they're taking our guns away and they're letting the criminals out that are grooming children, that are putting fentanyl on our streets, killing 100,000 people a year now.
Yeah, it's over 100,000 this year. It's close to 200,000.
I'm going to give you the last minute here.
Okay, well, listen, thanks guys. And you are, please show up to the movie and we can meet and have another in-person conversation. I love how you guys are and your attitude and your demeanor and your message. It's really important. People can go to flynnmovie.com and sign up and buy some tickets to the Spokane premiere. They can go to americasfuture.net and sign up for the 26th and 27th Get in the Fight Summit. We are a very, very professional set of team members, and I think people will be really impressed with what they learn. And that's our biggest thing is education. It's all about education at the end of the day.
You can't spread the truth if you don't know it.
Right. Educating everybody, like the film, like the name of the film, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, right? Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. And the Get in the Fight Summit is about what we call Project Defend and Protect Our Children. And we have to do that. So again, guys, thank you so much for allowing me some time with you and your great audience. And I look forward to seeing you up in Spokane here on the 25th through the 27th of April.
Yeah, I appreciate your time to come on the show as well. Thank you very much for that time and the time that you're taking in these endeavors because, folks, we all need to get in the fight. This is an event. It's coming up in just a few days. You want to take action now. Invite friends. Get people in the community to understand we are a hub. This isn't just a problem all across America, but specifically here in Spokane, there's going to be shared information about that. Again, that's April 25th. Go to flynnmovie.com and americasfuture.net. Look for the Get in the Fight Washington State Summit. All that being said, we'll be with you folks again tomorrow.
Bye-bye.